Hey y'all, thanks so much for tuning in to Cast Your Crown Podcast. This is Latoya, where we discuss real life topics that can encourage us to be better overall. Real life, real talk. So just wanted to do an introduction on what made me do a podcast or whatever. Basically God, like I was just led by God. I put it off for so long because I'm like, that's not me. I'm private. But I decided to put aside myself and just do what God told me to do. So I went ahead and did the podcast. I came up with a name. Well, I wanted to find something kind of real cutesy and catchy. And then it was like, I was on YouTube one day watching something and like Cast Your Crown. Someone said it or something. And I was like, oh, I like that. And it was like, you know, when God give you something, you can feel it. Or whatever, like, you know, it's God, you know, it's in your heart, you know, it's him. And I'm like, okay, God, I got you. So yeah, trying to be a little bit more obedient in this season, honey. You know, it ain't easy, but you do what you do. So and to go into more depth with Cast Your Crown, it comes from Revelations 4, 9 through 11. You can go back and read it, but it basically, I'm going to do Revelations 4 and 10 through 11. It says, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne saying, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things and by your will they existed and were created. So basically... And you're like, okay, tell you what that mean. Like, so basically the elders took their crowns, which were covered in jewels and a lot of little nice decor or whatever. And basically the crown represented what? The accomplishment, their achievements. But when the elders bowed down to Jesus, they cast their crowns. They placed their crowns at Jesus's feet, basically saying, we surrender to you. You know what I'm saying? We surrender to you. We sacrifice. You know, we do this as a sacrifice to you. Think about it like this, like metaphorically speaking, your crown being in the way of hearing from God, your crown being in the way of that vertical communication between you and heaven, heaven in your mind, heaven in your heart. It's like in a way, like say it's like it could be pride, it could be distraction, anything, you know, that the crown could represent. But why not cast our crown? Why not take it off and place it at the feet of Jesus? Why not worship him? Why not get in his face and get in his presence? You know what I'm saying? He deserves that. He died for our sins. You know what I'm saying? So, and God is such a gentleman, y'all. Like, sometimes we paint God to be like this big, mean monster or whatever, but that's not him. He is such a gentleman. Like, man, he'll never force us to give our crowns up. But we know he would love for us to honor him, to reverence him, to get in his face, to get in his presence. You know what I'm saying? Because why not? So, yeah. So anyway, removing a crown is basically like just being replenished with his love, being adorned with his love, being filled with his character. So we should definitely cast our crowns daily, whatever that is to you. You know, so I don't know how long I'm gonna be doing this, honey. But whether weekly, monthly, or whatever, I'm just being led by God and trying to be obedient. So thank you so much if you stuck around and heard me yap this far. We'll see how I go. I'm out, you know. Stay in his face, stay in the word, and stay in your lane, honey.